Track 1. This is the Macular Disease Foundation Australia newsletter, Vision Voice, for summer 2020. You can contact MDFA at Level 9, 447 Kent Street, Sydney, New South Wales, by phone, through our national helpline at 1-800-111-709, or by email at info@mdfoundation.com.au. Page numbers will not be read, but track numbers will be announced. The arrangement is outlined as follows. Track 1. This introductory message now playing. Track 2. CEO update by Dee Hopkins. Track 3. MDFA launches Check My Macula. Track 4. Check My Macula ad hits TV screens. Track 5. $1 million commitment to macular disease research. Track 6. Annual general meeting details. Track 7. Your voice. Track 8. Our community and the Grant Family Fund. Track 9. Education, including webinars and support groups. Track 10. Healthy choices. Track 11, Technology and You. Track 12, the 2020 Annual Report. And Track 13, Macular Disease Research Update. Hello, my name is Karen Russell, and I'm a member of the macular disease community, both as a carer and as a patient. I was diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, at the age of 48, around the same time that my mother received the same diagnosis. With me today is Delini Manthilaka, who will be reading the Macular Disease Research Update at the end of this audio newsletter. Delini is a member of MDFA's education team and far more familiar with the terminology she'll be dealing with. Delini, what support and services do you provide the macular disease community?
Hi Karen, it's great to be here. Our education team provides support, guidance and information to people living with macular disease. When you call MDFA's National Helpline on 1-800-111-709, you'll speak to myself or one of my colleagues who are all trained with degrees in vision science. We're here to help you understand your condition and also to help you access the support services you need to live well, whether it be information about diseases, government services such as my aged care and Medicare, low vision aids and technology, or research. We also provide free education sessions, including online webinars and face-to-face sessions to the community. You can also participate in our range of peer support programs, including over-the-phone, digital and face-to-face support groups.
What topics do you cover in the webinars?
Well, we collaborate with healthcare professionals, researchers and other health services to bring you the best advice about living well with macular disease. Our webinars have covered AMD, diabetic eye disease, living with low vision, the latest research updates and plenty more. You can hear the webinars we've got coming up on Track 9, and you can view an up-to-date webinar schedule on MDFA's website at www.mdfoundation.com.au/education-sessions. All of our education sessions are online at the moment due to COVID-19, but we hope to return to face-to-face sessions in the new year.
Oh, thanks so much, Delini. MDFA is here for you on every step of your journey with macular disease. If you need support, guidance or information, please call MDFA's National Helpline on 1-800-111-709 and you can speak to Delini or a member of her team. A friendly voice is only a phone call away. The newsletter reading will now commence with Track 2. Track 2. CEO Update from Dee Hopkins. As we head towards the end of 2020, we will never forget the challenges this year has thrown to us as a nation and as a global community. At MDFA, we have risen to the challenges and created new ways to maintain and better support our macular disease community. To end the year on a positive note, I am thrilled to be able to launch the Check My Macula Risk Assessment Quiz. The purpose of this quiz is to target the 50-plus and at-risk population so they can self-identify and take early action by booking regular eye examinations. The website helps users find their nearest optometrist or find their existing optometrist and make an online appointment. Check My Macula was due to launch in May through Macula Month, but with the tightening of optometry services throughout the COVID-19 restrictions, we launched the initiative on the 27th of October. I do hope you will not only do this online quiz, but please share this vital assessment tool with your family and friends by going to www.checkmymacula.com.au. Also, watch out for our television commercial, which will support this campaign. Our social impact study and the data we've received from your contribution is being collated, and I look forward to launching this important information with you in the new year. We had more than 2,000 community members share their thoughts via a survey, and the information we've received will continue to guide our priorities to support you and the wider macular disease community. There's no better time to wish you good health as we close 2020. I hope you will have an opportunity to spend some time with loved ones, and I look forward to sharing a brighter year with you in 2021. From Dee Hopkins, Chief Executive Officer. Track 3. MDFA launches Check My Macula, an online quiz to help over 50s protect their vision. MDFA has launched Check My Macula, an online risk assessment quiz to raise awareness of macular disease among Australians in their 50s. 1 in 7 people over the age of 50 has some evidence of AMD, but a YouGov Galaxy poll commissioned by MDFA revealed that only 1 in 10 Aussies in their 50s can correctly identify the 4 major risk factors for AMD: age, smoking, family history, and a lack of regular eye exams. The survey also discovered that although more than 80% of people in their 50s know they should have an eye exam every 2 years, almost 40% gamble with their sight by skipping these exams. That's why we developed Check My Macula, a short online quiz that reveals in less than a minute the respondents' individual risk factors of macular disease. It then helps them book a potentially sight-saving eye exam with their optometrist. Please share Check My Macula with your family and friends. The website address is www.checkmymacula.com.au. Check My Macula aims to remind all Australians to add an eye exam, including a check of the macula, to the shopping list of other vital health tests we're told to tick off when we turn 50. And a chorus of celebrities are throwing their support behind our initiative. MDFA ambassador Gene Kitson and funny man Shane Jacobson voice a new television commercial to promote the quiz. Hear more about it on the next track. Award-winning journalist Melissa Doyle, NRL commentator Andrew Voss, Sunrise's Hollywood editor Nelson Aspen, plus radio stars Chris Smith and Brendan Jones are also spreading the word as campaign ambassadors. TV host and radio broadcaster Chris Smith is a walking, talking example of why everyone should visit the optometrist for regular eye exams after turning 50. Chris was just 52 when he was diagnosed with AMD. "That was a shock," admits Chris, who is now 57. "It obviously upset me a lot, but it's stabilised and that's a good thing. The earlier they can get you in and help you, the better it is." Footy caller Andrew Voss has a 1 in 2 chance of being diagnosed with AMD because his mother Lola, aged 90, has been living with the condition for more than a decade. The 54-year-old has scheduled his annual eye exam on the eve of the NRL season kickoff each March for the past 15 years. "Your sight's not a right, your eyesight's a gift, Vossi says. Do not take the attitude you'll be right. Get it checked. While we don't have cures for AMD at the moment, we do know that early detection is so, so vital. 1 in 7 people over the age of 50 has evidence of AMD, but they might not know it. Send the link www.checkmymacula.com.au to your family and friends this Christmas, and you could help a loved one save their sight. Track 4. Check My Macula ad hits TV screens. Aussie entertainer Shane Jacobson and longtime MDFA ambassador Gene Kitson have teamed up to voice a quirky new commercial promoting Check My Macula. The popular actors, writers and comedians have been heard across Australian screens since the 27th of October, urging viewers over 50 to take the quiz, learn their individual risk factors for macular disease, then book an eye exam at their optometrist. Many Aussie blokes have a you'll be right attitude towards their health, and they tend to bury their heads in the sand when it comes to routine checkups like an eye exam, Jacobson says. But your vision is far too precious to gamble with. If you're over 50 and you don't know your risk factors for macular disease, you're at risk of going blind. It's that serious. Gene Kitson knows only too well that family history is a major risk factor for macular disease. Gene's mother, Elaine, now in her 90s, has lived with age-related macular degeneration for more than 30 years. Quite frankly, I don't manage my general health down to the last detail, but once a year I'll make sure I have an eye exam, Kitson says. Now I'm in my 60s, there's a lot to check. My hearing, my skin, my eyesight, the list keeps growing. However, because of my family history, I do make sure that I get an eye test and macular check every year. Track 5. $1 million commitment to macular disease research. Australian researchers can now apply for the next round of MDFA research grants, with a funding pool of $1 million available for projects commencing in 2021. MDFA has committed more than $4.1 million to 21 research projects since 2011, and this $1 million investment makes MDFA the largest non-government source of research funds for macular disease in Australia. MDFA has also announced a new stream of grant funding for early career researchers undertaking innovative blue sky projects named the Grant Family Fund. Hear the Grant family's touching story on Track 9. Applications are open until 31 January 2021, and the successful applicants will be announced during MDFA's next macular month in May next year. Track 6. Annual General Meeting. Please join us for our annual general meeting as we come together digitally to reflect on the most unusual of years. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, this year's AGM will be a virtual event. Join the online meeting to learn how MDFA responded to the challenges of 2020 to continue serving the macular disease community throughout these turbulent times. The AGM will be held online at 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time on Thursday the 10th of December. Register your interest to attend the online meeting by contacting MDFA via email at info@mdfoundation.com.au or by phone on 1-800-111-709. We will distribute the online meeting link closer to the event to people who registered. Track 7. Your Voice. Social Impact Survey. Thank you to the more than 2,000 community members who participated in the first Macular Disease Social Impact Survey. The results of this important survey are being formulated, and we will share our findings with you in 2021. The Social Impact Survey is year one of a longitudinal study that aims to capture patients' perceptions on three levels. On the individual level, we asked about individual perception of visual functionality, health literacy and behaviours, and health and well-being over time. On the service level, we asked questions that help us understand the factors that influence health outcomes. And on a systems level, the study will help decision makers establish and evaluate policies that benefit the whole of the population. We have learnt many lessons in implementing this study, and we look forward to sharing the results with you, as well as working with healthcare professionals, policymakers, and others to address many of the recommendations to further support the macular disease community. We wish to extend our sincerest thanks to the Fitzpatrick Sykes Family Foundation for supporting this important study that will enable MDFA and other key stakeholders to make service and systems change for this and future generations of people living with macular disease. Be part of our consumer reference group. We're expanding the membership of our consumer reference group. If you are a patient with macular disease, or you're a carer, and you have an interest in providing advice on MDFA's advocacy work, we would like you to be a part of this group. Recent issues discussed include the proposed MBS rebate cuts for eye injections and the government's COVID-19 response. All consultations are conducted by phone and email, so you don't have to leave your home to participate. Contact us at info@mdfoundation.com.au to express your interest in participating or if you would like more information. Farewell, Professor Nitin Verma. MDFA would like to thank Tasmanian ophthalmologist Professor Nitin Verma for his 17 years of service on the MDFA board. Professor Verma also served as chair of the research committee and as a member on the medical committee. He has supported MDFA with his time, his vision, and his voice as a leading ophthalmologist in Australia. Professor Verma has resigned his position to take up a new role as president of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Ophthalmologists, or RANSCO, where he will continue to be a strong advocate for the macular disease community. We wish him well and extend our sincerest thanks for the many years of service. Associate Professor Alex Hunya will fill Professor Verma's vacancy on the MDFA board. Track 8, Our Community. Grant Family Fund, a lasting legacy to best mates. When her beloved father Ron started losing his sight to age-related macular degeneration, Faye Grant became his primary carer, enriching his last years. That generosity of spirit continued after her death, with a bequest to Macular Disease Foundation Australia that has the potential to enrich the lives of all Australians living with macular disease. Faye included MDFA in her will. Her bequest will now fund vital, innovative research into macular disease through the Grant Family Fund as a legacy to Faye and Ronald Grant. The Grant Family Fund is now a key part of MDFA's Research Grants program. This additional research funding stream will be allocated to early career Australian researchers working on innovative and creative projects and who require seed funding investments of up to $50,000. The grants opportunity will be implemented every 2 years. Ronald Grant lived with wet AMD for the last 15 years of his life. The AMD affected both eyes, but regular eye injections saved his sight for most of that time. His vision started to deteriorate in the last 4 or 5 years of his life. When Ronald's vision and the health of his wife Florence started to decline, Faye stopped work to care for her parents. When Florence died in 2012, Faye became Ronald's main carer. She ran around. She would take Ron shopping and generally looked after them, Faye's sister Jeanette recalls. Ron and Faye both loved swimming and would go to the beach at Williamstown in Melbourne and would walk along the beach and swim together. Dad loved the cold water. Faye loved being with Ron. She absolutely idolised Dad, and it made it really easy for her to care for him. They were the best of mates. Jeanette says Faye took Ron to all his eye injection appointments and was acutely aware of how important the treatments were to maintain her father's sight. Ronald Grant died in 2016. Faye passed away at the age of 59 in 2019. A bequest to MDFA leaves a lasting and meaningful legacy on the eye health and lives of future generations. By including a gift to MDFA in your will, you are joining a family of honoured supporters we call Visionary Partners. If you would like more information on our Visionary Partners program, please contact MDFA on 1-800-111-709. Track 9, Education. Education webinar series. These are the webinars that are coming up soon. Visions with Low Vision, a whirlwind tour through the unusual world of Charles Bonnet Syndrome, presented by Scott Muirden from Charles Bonnet Syndrome Foundation, 2 to 3pm Australian Eastern Daylight Time on Wednesday, the 2nd of December. Ask a retinal researcher with Dr. Lisa Niverson-Smith from Centre for Eye Health, 2 to 3pm Australian Eastern Daylight Time on Wednesday, the 10th of February. Breaking Down Depression, presented by Black Dog Institute, 2 to 3pm Australian Eastern Daylight Time on Thursday, the 18th of February. Exploring Macular Diseases with Dr. Fred Chen from Lion's Eye Institute, 2 to 3pm Australian Eastern Daylight Time on Thursday, the 11th of March. We look forward to welcoming you to our next webinar. To register, please email education@mdfoundation.com.au or call 1-800-111-709. For an up-to-date list of webinars, please visit www.mdfoundation.com.au/education-sessions. Past webinar recordings are also available online at the same website address. Australian of the Year joins our webinar series. MDFA would like to thank 2020 Australian of the Year, Adelaide ophthalmologist Dr. James Mukey, for presenting a webinar with us in November. Dr. Mukey shared his views on diabetic eye disease, the leading cause of preventable blindness in working age Australians, and strategies to curb the toxic impact of sugar on our health. AMD Support Groups. Brisbane. We want to create a peer support group in the Brisbane area so people living with AMD can share their experiences and support each other. We're working with the community to make sure the group suits your needs. A community member will facilitate the sessions and MDFA will provide additional resources as required. Townsville. We're also interested in starting a similar peer support group in Townsville for people with AMD to meet face-to-face. Melbourne. The Melbourne Metro East Peer Support Group is looking for more members. If you are interested in joining one of our support groups, please call 1-800-111-709 or email info@mdfoundation.com.au. At home with MDFA. The COVID-19 pandemic limits our ability to meet face-to-face, That's why we want to set up At Home with MDFA, a support group that connects Australians living with AMD at home. And we need you to tell us what you'd like At Home with MDFA to look like. Please complete the 1-minute survey at surveymonkey.com/r/MDFA peer support or call 1-800-111-709 to share your ideas or express your interest in joining the group. Peer-to-peer. MDFA's peer-to-peer program offers members of our community a friendly chat with someone who has experience of macular disease. After a hiatus during COVID-19, our peer-to-peer volunteers are back on the phone. If you are interested in joining MDFA's peer-to-peer program, please call our national helpline on 1-800-111-709 or email us at education@mdfoundation.com.au. Track 10, Healthy Choices. This recipe for primavera bruschetta is good for your macula as well as your appetite. These are the ingredients you'll need. 1 large zucchini peeled into ribbons. The zest and juice of 1 lemon. 250 grams of small green beans. 1/2 cup of frozen peas. 300 grams of frozen broad beans. 2/3 cup of smooth ricotta. 8 slices of whole grain sourdough, toasted. 30 grams of baby rocket. And a fresh chopped chili to serve. First, place the zucchini and the lemon juice in a bowl and set aside. Save the lemon zest. Boil the green beans and peas until just tender, then run under cold water and drain. Then do the same for the broad beans and peel them once cool. Combine the ricotta and the lemon zest in a bowl. Season with cracked black pepper. Spread the ricotta mixture evenly over toasted sourdough and top with baby rocket. Drain the zucchini and return to the bowl. Add the beans and the peas and toss to combine. Spoon the bean mixture over the bread. Finally, drizzle with 1 tablespoon of olive oil and top with chopped chili. And enjoy! Track 11, Technology and You. This app can read your prescriptions aloud. Do you have difficulty reading medication labels? There's a smartphone app that might be able to help. The Our Pills Talk medicine safety app can read your prescription labels out loud to you and even translate them into your language of choice. First, participating pharmacies print a personalised QR code on your prescription label and stick it on your medication. Then at home, scan the code with your smartphone and your phone will read prescription information and instructions out loud so you know you're about to take the correct medication. Our Pills Talk reads out the medicine's name, the doctor's instructions, the patient's name, and the date the medication was dispensed. The app can also translate prescriptions into dozens of languages, schedule reminders to take medication and fill repeat prescriptions, and store information in case of emergency. To learn more and download the app, visit ourpillstalk.com.au. Track 12, 2020 Annual Report. We thank our volunteers Jim and Claire for taking part in our photo shoot for this year's annual report cover. The front cover photo shows Jim and Claire both wearing masks, which we thought summed up 2020, the year of the mask. Claire started volunteering for MDFA in 2006. Jim will tell you, he's been at MDFA since the ARC pushed off. In reality, he started about 6 months after Claire, and literally days after being diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration. While our 10 dedicated volleys, also known as the A-Team, help out in many ways, one of their primary tasks until the pandemic was to pack and send publications like this newsletter to members of our community. Our volunteers have been unable to come into the office during COVID-19, but they continue to support MDFA in other ways. This photo shoot was a lot of laughs, and we think our annual report cover captures the essence of 2020. If you would like a copy of this year's annual report, you can view this on our website or order a hard copy. Please call our national helpline on 1800 111 709 and we will post it to you.
Track 13, Macular Disease Research Update. Could blood markers lead to a new treatment options for AMD? It's difficult to study macular degeneration as we can't biopsy the living eye. Associate Professor Gerald Liu, recipient of a 2015 MDFA research grant, and his team at Centre for Vision Research, University of Sydney, investigated whether a new technique could be used to study blood markers in people with age-related macular degeneration. The retina is the most metabolically active tissue in the body, with a high concentration of mitochondria, known as the power stations of the cells, and lipids. Associate Professor Liu and his research team hypothesise that a defect in mitochondrial function may result in some people developing diseases such as AMD. One way of detecting mitochondrial dysfunction is through measuring the concentration of a group of molecules known as acylcarnitines. The study looked at whether the levels of acylcarnitines differed between patients with wet AMD and people without the disease. The research posed several challenges as the technique is new to the eye field and in Australia generally, so we had to solve a few problems along the way, Associate Professor Liu said. The study showed that one type of the acylcarnitine molecules was significantly lower in patients with wet AMD than people without the disease, while another type of acylcarnitine was significantly higher. Associate Professor Liu said he was thrilled with the final results. Our study suggested that mitochondria, the power stations of the cells, may not be working properly in macular degeneration, he said. Even better, our findings suggested a way to correct this defect. We're now studying this in more detail and trying to develop a potential new treatment. All thanks to the MDFA funding our initial research. The rest of this track will provide updates on various research projects related to early and intermediate AMD, dry or atrophic AMD, wet or neovascular AMD, and gene therapy. But first, what are clinical trials? Clinical trials are studies in humans that aim to find a better way to manage a particular disease while establishing correct dosage, safety and efficacy, and comparisons to other treatments. They are designed in a way to minimise the possibility of bias or incorrect conclusions. Generally, there are four phases in clinical trials. Phase 1, early study to test intervention safety in a small number of people. Phase 2, extended safety study with some tests of intervention effectiveness. Phase 3, large trial of effectiveness and safety, usually in comparison with standard care. And finally, phase 4, ongoing studies of safety and effectiveness in the general population once an intervention has been approved for use. Now, let's hear an update on individual research projects. In early and intermediate AMD research, there is one study we want to discuss, Luminate or Resutegenib. Resutegenib, manufactured by Allegro Ophthalmics, is a small new synthetic peptide that blocks oxidative stress in the photoreceptor and retinal pigment epithelium, or RPE, layer of the retina, reducing degeneration and inflammation. It's administered as eye injections. Resutegenib was investigated in a phase 2 clinical study and showed improved vision in patients with intermediate AMD and an acceptable safety profile. These initial results are encouraging as there's currently no approved treatment for intermediate AMD. The trial enrolled 39 patients, and a larger trial is planned to further assess safety and effectiveness of the treatment. In research on dry or atrophic AMD, there are three studies we want to share. The first is pegcetacoplan, or APL2. Pegcetacoplan, developed by Apellis, is an investigational molecule for the treatment of advanced dry AMD, also known as geographic atrophy. It is designed to control excessive activation of the immune system, which is known to play a part in many diseases, including dry AMD. Pegcetacoplan inhibits part of the immune system called complement component 3, or C3. Pegcetacoplan is being administered in clinical trials as a monthly or every other month eye injection. The results of a phase 2 trial in 246 patients were very promising, with a reduction in the progression of dry AMD and a good overall safety profile. However, new onset wet AMD was reported more frequently in the pegcetacoplan treatment group. The treatment is now being investigated in two phase 3 trials, Derby and Oaks. Each trial has now enrolled over 600 patients, including Australian participants. Initial results are expected in late 2021. The second study is Zimura. Zimura is a novel complement C5 inhibitor, which targets the excessive activation of the immune system in dry AMD. It's manufactured by Iveric Bio. Positive results from the 18-month phase 3 trial known as GATHER1 of Zimura patients with dry AMD showed the treatment reduced geographic atrophy growth or disease progression and was well tolerated. A second 24-month phase 3 trial known as GATHER2 involving approximately 400 participants is currently underway. Zimura is administered as an eye injection either monthly or every other month. Pending positive results from the second trial, the manufacturer intends to apply for regulatory authorization to the US Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, and the European Medicines Agency, or EMA. The third study on dry or atrophic AMD is OpRegen. OpRegen is a new retinal pigment epithelium, or RPE, transplant therapy for treating dry AMD. RPE cells are located beneath the retina and are essential to a healthy retina. RPE cells are affected in AMD. OpRegen cell line is derived from human embryonic stem cells and administered as a cell suspension. OpRegen is being evaluated in a phase 1, phase 2a clinical study in patients with dry AMD. 17 of 21 patients have been enrolled so far. The company, Lineage Cell Therapeutics, has observed benefits in some patients, including reduction in the growth of geographic atrophy or dry AMD, and improvement in vision, such as increased reading speed. One patient enrolled in the phase 1, phase 2a study of OpRegen for dry AMD showed signs of retinal tissue regeneration, according to a media release. These observations are preliminary. The study is expected to be completed in 2024. Turning now to wet or neovascular AMD, and the first study is on abicipar. Abicipar is a new anti-VEGF agent comprised of DARPin molecules, which are a type of antibody-like protein. It is administered as eye injections and works by binding to and blocking the activity of VEGF-A, preventing the formation of new blood vessels in wet AMD. The manufacturer, Allergan, made a decision to withdraw applications to the EMA and the Japanese regulatory agency following the FDA decision to deny approval of Abicipar for wet AMD in the US due to the occurrence of intraocular inflammation. The manufacturer will continue working with regulatory agencies regarding further development of the treatment. The next study we discuss is on AKST-4290. AKST-4290 is a newly developed twice-daily oral treatment for patients with wet AMD. The treatment blocks CCR3, a mediator of inflammation thought to be important in AMD. Promising early data from a recent phase 2 trial involving 30 patients showed the treatment was well tolerated and resulted in improved vision in most patients. A potential oral treatment represents a major step forward in reducing the treatment burden from anti-VEGF injections. Alkahest, the manufacturer, announced earlier this year the initiation of a phase 2b trial to further study the safety and efficacy of this treatment. The trial will assess the effects of AKST-4290 on vision when combined with three loading doses of the approved eye injection treatment Eylea in previously untreated patients with wet AMD. The study will enroll approximately 150 patients. Turning now to Beovu or brolucizumab. Beovu or brolucizumab is an anti-VEGF agent which was approved by the TGA in Australia earlier this year. Beovu is administered via an eye injection, but it is not currently reimbursed under the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme in Australia. In their recent review, the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee, or the PBAC, considered that Beovu showed similar efficacy to Eylea, which is another anti-VEGF agent available in Australia, but it did not accept that the evidence supported less frequent dosing. The PBAC considered that risk may be associated with Beovu with no additional benefit compared to the treatment options already available. The manufacturer, Novartis, is committed to returning the product to the PBAC with additional clinical evidence for further consideration at the earliest opportunity. The next study is about faricimab, or RG7716. Faricimab is an antibody treatment that blocks the activity of both VEGF-A and angiopoietin 2, proteins involved in the formation of new blood vessels, inflammation, and the disruption of blood vessel stability. It is administered as eye injections. Roche, the manufacturer, recently reported promising results of a phase 2 trial known as Stairway in patients with wet AMD. The study showed that in the majority of patients in a one-year trial, dosing every 12 or 16 weeks, resulted in the maintenance of vision and anatomical improvements similar to monthly injections with Lucentis. Faricimab was well tolerated. Two large global phase 3 trials, known as Tenaya and Lucerne, are currently investigating the efficacy, safety, and durability of faricimab in patients with wet AMD administered every 16 weeks in comparison with Eylea, which is usually administered every 8 weeks. It is hoped that the results would lead to longer treatment intervals with this drug compared with currently available therapies. The next study is OPT-302. OPT-302, a new treatment developed in Australia, blocks proteins VEGF-C and D, which play a role in the formation of new blood vessels in wet AMD. It is administered as eye injections. In last year's update, MDFA reported that the Phase 2 trial involving 366 patients who received different combinations of OPT-302 and the approved anti-VEGF agent Lucentis showed positive results. The manufacturer, Opthea, recently announced it has successfully completed meetings with the FDA and EMA to obtain guidance on the Phase 3 clinical trials of OPT-302 for wet AMD. The company will conduct sham-controlled clinical trials evaluating OPT-302 in combination with Lucentis or Eylea. At least 900 patients will be enrolled in each trial. Now, we want to share an update on the Port Delivery System, or PDS. The PDS is a permanent refillable drug reservoir implanted via an operation and can continuously deliver a modified version of the approved anti-VEGF drug Lucentis to patients with wet AMD. Trials of the PDS have compared safety and efficacy with monthly intravitreal injections of Lucentis. Positive Phase 2 trial results were published last year, and 40-week results from the Phase 3 Archway study were reported this year by the manufacturer Roche. These data showed that patients using the device had similar outcomes to the patients treated with monthly Lucentis injections. The study results included 248 patients who were implanted with the device, which was refilled at 24-week intervals. The remaining 167 patients in the study received monthly intravitreal injections of Lucentis. Safety findings were similar between the two groups. The study is currently ongoing and is expected to be completed in 2022. The final study on wet AMD is on RBM-007. RBM-007, manufactured by Ribomic, is a newly developed agent targeting fibroblast growth factor 2, or FGF2, which is involved in new blood vessel formation as well as fibrosis or scarring in several diseases, including wet AMD. RBM-007 is administered as monthly eye injections. The initial results of the Phase 1, Phase 2A trial, SUSHI, were positive. This molecule has now progressed to a Phase 2 clinical trial called TOFU. The study will investigate the use of RBM-007 alone or in combination with the approved anti-VEGF treatment Eylea, compared to Eylea alone in patients with wet AMD. Approximately 81 patients will be enrolled into the study, which is expected to be completed in mid-2021. In the field of gene therapy, we have three studies we want to share with you. The first is ADVM-022. ADVM-022 is a single injection gene therapy that delivers aflibercept to the retina. Aflibercept, or Eylea, is an anti-VEGF medication used routinely in patients with wet AMD. Following injection of the gene therapy, the transfected cells of the eye produce aflibercept protein continually, potentially doing away with the need for further eye injections. The company, Adverum, is conducting a Phase 1 trial, called OPTIC, of the therapy in 30 study participants. Interim findings indicate a sustained treatment response with an acceptable safety profile. Additional study results are expected at the end of 2020, and the study will continue until mid-2022. An additional trial is planned to commence in mid-2021 to investigate the safety and efficacy of this treatment in a larger group of people. The second study is GT005. GT005 is an investigational one-time gene therapy that is delivered under the retina and is intended to slow progression of geographic atrophy in patients with dry AMD. The treatment aims to increase the production of complement factor 1, or CF1, a natural inhibitor of inflammation by cells of the retinal pigment epithelium. GT005 is being evaluated in a Phase 1, Phase 2 clinical trial called FOCUS, and a Phase 2 clinical trial called EXPLORE. The company plans to enroll approximately 75 patients in the EXPLORE trial, including some in Australia. The FDA granted expedited review designation to GT005 for the treatment of geographic atrophy secondary to dry AMD in patients with specific genetic mutations that mean that they have low levels of CF1. The company, Gyroscope Therapeutics, plans to begin a Phase 2 trial in a larger group of patients before the end of the year. The third and final study is RGX-314. RGX-314 is an inhibitor of the VEGF pathway, which is a key cause of new blood vessel formation and leakage in wet AMD. The single injection under the retina shows promise as a gene therapy for the disease. Following the release of a positive one-year data from a Phase 1, Phase 2A trial, the manufacturer, Regenex Bio, recently announced the start of a Phase 2 trial that will enroll 40 patients with wet AMD. Patients will either receive a single injection of RGX-314 or repeated injections of the approved anti-VEGF treatment Lucentis. Interim data are expected later this year. As a general point, it's good to note that clinical trial research is very lengthy, rigorous, and expensive. Some of the studies described in this update may not result in effective treatments, and others are years from completion. MDFA does not accept liability for out-of-date, misinterpreted, or incorrect information. This information is a summary only, and further information is available from MDFA. Mention of treatments and companies in this update does not constitute endorsement by MDFA. This information is correct as of November 2020.
Thanks, Delaney. I'm so glad you were here for that part. And just a reminder that MDFA is here for all of you on your macular disease journey. You can contact MDFA at Level 9, 447 Kent Street, Sydney, by phone through our national helpline at 1-800-111-709 or by email at info@mdfoundation.com.au. Thank you for listening to the Macular Disease Foundation Australian newsletter, Vision Voice, for summer 2020. We hope you have a happy and healthy festive season. Goodbye.